and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
So we're here at EGX, travelled down this morning. We've already seen quite a bit. There's tons of cool stuff here. We've got Oculus Rift down the stairs. We've got, we've got Far Cry 3, with The Witcher 3. Chiz and Sam are currently waiting in the line for Witcher 3. There's just queues all over the place. It's like Disneyland. It's incredible. There's just folk all over the place. We've got Unreal Engine over there. There's just piles of kind of schools and things like that doing cool stuff over there. It's going to be a good day. Okay, so we're standing outside the Witcher 3 demo, and
I'm Lucas.
Hiya, Lucas, hiya. So you've just come out of the Witcher 3, yeah. Was it a dev preview, was it?
Sorry?
A developer preview, is a developer interview in there?
No, just a preview, like a game, right.
Okay, what did you think of it?
It's awesome. I've seen the demo a couple of times, but seeing this live, on a bigger screen, better graphic quality. It's just awesome. I just can't wait for it.
And then, did they give any ideas of release? I think it's late February, isn't it?
I think it's 25th of February.
25th of February, right?
Okay. My heart now.
Okay. Have you got pre-ordered already?
Yeah. Twice.
Oh, twice?
Yeah, two versions. PC.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Oh, great. Have you seen anything else today that you're really excited?
No, because that was the first thing I came at 11, so that's the thing on the list.
Right, okay, but that's ticked off. Was that something you were heading here to see today? It's like a big thing for you?
Yeah,
it was, yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, yeah. Thanks very much. Right, enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thanks.
Cheers.
Bye.
So finally found the guys. They were in The Witcher 3. I also wanted to say before, when we were doing the kind of intro before, I kept on referring to Far Cry 3. It's Far Cry 4. And it didn't actually occur to me until right now that it's Far Cry 4.
You embarrassed us before we've even started.
Yes, I have. So, the guys, you've been in to see The Witcher 3 stuff. What was your thoughts?
Queued for The Witcher at first until I discovered it was just going to be a cinematic, so didn't bother.
Oh, you didn't go in to see it then?
No, because from what I could tell, I don't think it was actually hands-on, so I thought, what's the point?
Oh, was that, there was a dev chatting or something as well?
Yeah, I think that's tomorrow, they're doing like a developer sort of conference, but I think maybe it's somebody showing off the game, but I've seen videos online, I'd rather just get hands-on, so I'll wait. Had it been Sam had a shot of Alien Isolation.
How long did you have to wait for that? So the guy's kind of saying here it's a 45-minute wait.
About 20 minutes.
About half an hour.
Wasn't too bad. Played it for about 10 minutes. It was good. Kind of nerve-wracking sort of game, especially with the headphones on in a dark room. I died once, then spent the next 5 or 6 minutes just hiding from the alien without actually making any closer to my goal, and I think Sam died a few times.
Sam can't hear what we're saying here, it's really loud.
It was fine, I shrugged it off, it was cool. I got one of the best times, I'm really happy about that.
One of the best times?
Yeah, and I'm actually excellent at that game.
Someone managed to get like under 2 minutes to complete it.
Really?
I was playing it for 7 minutes and still wasn't anywhere near the end. I was like hiding in the tables the whole time.
All of my goes lasted less than 2 minutes.
Wow. So what else have you guys seen?
I died twice. No, I died once, but I had a coward's life.
I'm quite fancying Far Cry 4 over there. That looks like it could be quite interesting as well.
At some point. What else? I've not seen The Order. I'm not seeing that anywhere. Whether that'll be hands-on. It should be hands-on, I think.
We've got Destiny down here. I don't know, I mean, we're panning down there just now. You've got Destiny down there, we've got Nintendo down there.
Destiny's already out and I've got that, so I'm not bothering with that.
There's a massive queue for FIFA, even though that came out today. Just stay at home and get it.
I've been playing
it
since Wednesday. Evolve. I'm going to try and get a shot of Evolve at some point.
Yeah. There's Oculus Rift over there as well. That's a massive queue for Oculus Rift.
What was the game that had Oculus Rift on it that we wanted to go on?
Minecraft.
No,
it was Leap.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but there was something else that happened.
That was a sort of a university sort of indie thing.
Doesn't matter.
I never saw anything else.
Yeah, so Evolve, Order 1886, Total War Attila.
Have you seen that? Yeah, I've not seen that.
It's just down there, but
Summer.
Yeah, I see Call of Duty. Yeah?
Don't point somebody.
I don't see it at all. But it's all good. It's busy. It's loud.
We've just got started.
It's very loud.
The queues are huge. Yeah. Almost anything that's of what that's worth you kind of queuing
for is like which we 45 minutes beforehand. An hour. But.
Yeah. So it's basically it's a queue day. We're just going to be starting in queues all day for play all the different games. So I think we're basically going to go over there trying to get into Far Cry 4. What else is on your list?
Evolve.
Oh, I've already asked that.
Sunset Overdrive.
I'm just.
It's over by the Xbox, but it's down there somewhere.
Yeah. So.
Drive Club, Project Cars, like a Sean.
I wasn't pointing the microphone at you, apparently.
All right. Games. I'm still playing more. Games good.
Right. Cool. So we're at the Far Cry 4 queue here, and I've just grabbed Jared for a quick interview to kind of see what he's thinking about for Far Cry 4. So have you played this before? Is it the second time in the queue, first time in the queue?
I've never played it before, and I haven't actually played any of the series, but Far Cry 3 sort of got me interested in the series, but I never had a chance to play it. So.
Right, okay, so have you seen much about this? Have you seen any of the demos or the videos or anything like that?
I've seen the ones they had at E3.
Right,
They look quite interesting. I like sort of the jungle. Urban sort of setting, buildings and war zones and stuff. So,
So what are you hoping that's different with this one than what you saw in Far Cry 3? Or are you hoping for anything? Are you hoping for more of the same?
More of the same. I like the things. I like the how you can approach missions in your own way. It's
not so linear. You're not losing your place in the queue.
I like to how they're not like all linear sort of corridor shooters. I like how they're open and you can approach the situation the way you want to.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's what I'm interested in.
I just had a play of it there, and it seems to be quite a small area that you're kept into in this demo here. And the one thing I'd tell you is don't shoot the elephant immediately. First thing I did, got ran down. That was the end of it. So what else have you seen today that's excited you, interested you?
I checked out Alien Isolation.
How'd you get on with that?
Yeah, I didn't get very far. I wasn't very good at that. Kept spotting me.
Some of my a couple of other guys, co-hosts on the show, they played it earlier on, and I think they didn't even get halfway through in the time that they were allowed.
Yeah.
So.
I want to check out. Have you got the new Assassin's Creed on the next gen?
No, it's just kind of a cinema channel. They've got Rogue there, which you can play, but it's kind of a cinema room to see the new one, which is a bit unfortunate. But there you go. Well, thank you very much for your time. Cheers.
Yeah, no worries.
Have a good day. Cheers. Thank you. So we've just stood in the queue and waited and got access to Far Cry 4 over there. I played it on the PS4. I don't think it was any 360s there.
I think so. It seems to be sponsored by PS4.
So, first of all, you start. I don't know if it's a first level or anything like that. There was no kind of information around that.
I think it's just like a
random level.
A random demo of like we did with it was Outposts in Far Cry 3, just a fortress, we're calling it, this one. Where basically, you kill everyone and take over.
Yeah, so as you might suspect, first thing I did was I got presented with two. My mind's on something. There's a view just slightly off camera here that that's kind of put me off a little bit here. So first of all, you're kind of presented with two elephants that you can either kill or ride. First time.
You're really supposed to kill them. That's just your evil nature coming out.
Well, I chose to kill it first of all, and then the other one ran at me, killed me. And that was pretty much the end of it, really, for me. And the second time, I decided to avoid that and took a more stealthy approach to get into the fortress. But I was very aware that I think I got killed four times, and I never saw a loading screen once with you.
You never saw a loading screen?
I never saw one for you, as in you never got killed.
I had about three of them. I died first couple times. The first thing I did was grab an elephant, climbed on board, smashed through the doors, picked up random guards, smashed them to bits. And then bailed on my elephant because I'm very exposed to gunfire while sitting on an elephant, I felt.
I managed to go straight through. I crashed through the doors with the elephant, killed a few folk, crashed through the back door, wandered up the hill, and then
crashed through back doors.
Wandered up the hill, and then discovered that I couldn't go any further. It was out of bounds, so I had to turn back around and sort of gingerly meander back through the fortress on the elephant. I got killed.
When I eventually did wipe everyone out, you got a choice of stealth, just all that sort of thing, and fly. I chose fly because I wanted a shot of the little sort of helicopter they've got where you can, and you get armed with a grenade launcher. I got in the helicopter, but I couldn't get any height in it. And I accidentally pushed X to jump out of it, and what height I did have then blew it up, so I never got to play with it, and then proceeded to just shoot them with a rocket launcher.
I never got access to any of those things. I think the key thing for the both of us were just saying when we were walking back from there, didn't really see anything that wasn't in Far Cry 3.
It's more the same, it's much the same game, but they've built on it. Hopefully there's more to it. It's still enjoyable. If you enjoyed Far Cry 3, you enjoy Far Cry 4.
I mean, the guns were very satisfying and things like that. The only thing I didn't like was the... There's two different ways you could access the weapons. One was using a little touch area, which was a click and then a turn. And then there was left bumper as well, which I found later on. But the click and turn thing, I just found it wasn't accurate enough.
I'm used to it from Far Cry 3, but I'm not a fan myself.
There's different ways to do it, so you could actually push the button and kind of go for it as well.
It's a game my boy will buy, because I really enjoyed it. Far Cry 3 was great fun. I'm sure it's the same. Although
the story looks better on this one, I'd say.
Although it does feel more the same, rather a massive change. It's just kind of the built on the last.
You couldn't ride elephants on 3, though.
No.
So I mean that's a positive.
New creatures to shoot and kill.
Yeah, there was also what looked like sort of a saber-toothed tiger of some kind running about.
Oh, did you see one of them?
Yeah. There was kind of it just looked like. I thought it was a tiger, when I got up close, I had a little bit more of a sort of a...
Snow leopard, maybe?
I don't know, it had kind of brown fur at the back and white fur at the... I don't know. I was probably making it up, didn't see it at all.
Can't trust your eyes.
No, can't trust your eyes. When we were in the queue there, though, you were telling us a little bit more about Alien Isolation. And just about how you were kind of being able to kind of be quite stealthy around the back of barrels and things in the peripheral vision not being that good.
I think it's a game where if I played alone at night, I'd probably need to... invite you round so I'd be safe playing it, because at the moment where I was hiding behind a crate or a bunch of barrels that were taped together, and I knew the alien was on the other side, and I looked over and I went further round, all saw was its tail, which felt like that far away from it.
Yeah.
And then between the motion track and peeking over, the alien was kind of, I was basically doing a dance around back and forward between this drum. Thankfully its peripheral vision's terrible and couldn't see me because its head was there the whole time. But eventually what decided, once it had done laps of this barrel, it was going to leave. And then, I think the game, it's one of those games where I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it. It's one of those games I want to enjoy at the same time. I might find that the intense sort of fear or, I don't know, the intenseness isn't going to be pleasurable for me.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that with games. I don't like the whole... It's like the other one that's around there, I forgot the name of it now. Everybody's going about with the kind of the advertising boxes on your head.
Evil Within.
Evil Within. That does not look appealing to me at all.
It's basically, it looks like it's made the same guy who made Resident Evil, the creator of Resident Evil. So it's his new franchise. It's very much a Resident Evil sort of style, like a third person, well, Resident Evil 4, so it's a third person view.
Sort of Resident Evil mixed with the first Saw film. I'm only going to use that because
maybe.
It's that kind of same kind of torture type thing.
Yeah, but I'm not entirely sure what the story is of the game or not. I think it's like an insane asylum and whatnot, but hopefully it's maybe the guy who created Resident Evil. If you know what happened to where it's when,
that's not his
fault. But made by the guy who made Resident Evil, hopefully it should turn out good.
Cool. Right, we're going to go and try and find Sam now. He was away looking at Borderlands, the pre-sequel, and he was also, I believe he was going to find the Total War booth as well, so we're going to go and try and find him now. Okay, we're in the Alien Isolation queue. How long have you guys been waiting here?
Not long.
All right,
10 minutes,
maybe. That's not too bad. I've heard folks saying about 45 minutes of this queue, so not too bad at all. What are you expected from this?
Hopefully to be very friendly.
Right, okay. Finally an alien game that's actually worthwhile, is that?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean... Yeah, hopefully. But I like the fact that they're going back to, like, obviously the film originally try and get back into what we all know is Alien, which is good. So I'm hoping that you'll be able to look at it and think, oh, you'll feel that kind of going back to what
sure, movie yeah, movie. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I've spoken to a couple of people that have been in it already, and apparently it's quite scary, the kind of whole immersion thing in the headphones and things like that. So it should actually be quite good.
Yeah.
But thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry, we'll be with you in a second, folks. We'll just try to get the chat room up and running. Sam, would you like to do a little bit of scat while we wait?
No.
Scat. Scat.
What is?
Thing for.
What?
The same word.
Scat.
It's the same word for both.
Scat is skibbity boop bop bop bop.
Yeah, scat is also shitting on the table, mate.
It's mainly shitting in Paul's face, actually.
Nice, nice. So we're just trying to get the chat room up and running just now, so we can chat to some of you guys. It's currently loading here. I've got 4G supposedly, but it's nowhere near as good as my 4G or even my 3G back home. So we'll be with you in a second. So any questions, feel free to ask us. It's been a good morning so far.
Is it?
It has. It's heaving. Queues are ridiculous. How long did you wait for Borderlands, you reckon?
Say about 40 minutes. And it's one of the lower end games as well. It's not high anticipation.
Yeah. We don't have Chiz here just now, because Chiz is actually in the queue for Oculus Rift. I reckon he's been in that queue for comfortably an hour. And he reckons he's only about halfway through it as well. And he's refusing to come out of the queue yet, because, well, frankly, he's already invested an hour in it. We're having a break just now. We've played Far Cry 4, which was quite good. Myself and Chiz had a go of that when Sam was waiting in the Borderlands queue. Wasn't so much of a queue for that one, actually. Well, actually, I think it was more well organised. They had basically two stations. There must have been comfortably, I don't know, about 40 PS4s kind of set up, ready to play for that one. It was really well done. You got 10 minutes. I have to say, much as the queuing's been a pain in the butt, and some of the games companies have been wankers, the actual organisation of going in and playing games has been really, really impressive. There's a queuing system, you get 10 minutes on, and then they kick you off, and they get the next folk in. It's really, really worthwhile. Oh!
You guys got, like, 20 minutes at least on Far Cry, and you were in for ages, Sam.
Yeah, actually, that's a fair point. It felt like only about 10 minutes. Excuse me, I've not gotten used to this microphone yet. It only felt like about 10 minutes, but you and Rankin, we were in playing Far Cry 4 for about 20. What do you reckon on Borderlands?
I don't know, but I got to play through a decent section of all four characters, so I was quite happy.
Cool. We've covered on some of the videos that we've been doing, not the live stream, we've kind of chatted about Far Cry 4, we've chatted about Alien Isolation, Witcher 4 briefly, Witcher 3 briefly. But we haven't actually talked about Borderlands. This is the pre-sequel. We've talked about it in the show a couple of times already. It's, as the name suggests, it's based before Borderlands 2. Is it based before Borderlands 1?
No,
it's based before Borderlands 2. How did you find it?
It's alright. It was Borderlands. It's exactly the same.
So is it just a new story, basically?
New story, new weapons, new characters. But it's the prequel, it's how Handsome Jack becomes Handsome Jack.
About how he becomes handsome, or just about how he becomes his character?
How he becomes a deranged, psychotic, fantastic character.
Yeah. So it was basically the same game, same graphics, everything. You were playing on PCs, weren't you?
Yeah. Pretty much identical. It's on 360 and PS3. Not sure if it's on new gen, but I don't know. Really enjoyed it. One of the things that I definitely wanted to play today, so yeah.
Good.
What are you most looking forward to, Paul?
See, I really want to play with an Oculus Rift. That was kind of what I was wanting to do today. But I have to say, Chiz having been in the queue for an hour, I think there's probably more things I could do in my time. Chiz is likely to come back and give us a good review of it, which is great. But I don't know what I actually want to do now. Oculus Rift was sort of the thing I wanted to do. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that just because of how busy it is. I really don't know what's next. I'd quite like to see the Total War stuff. But that queue seems ugly as well. Ugly in both the sense that it's quite long, and also Sam rightly pointed out that it's also probably the queue that all the unattractive people seem to be hanging out in.
That's where you belong.
So as we said, we played Far Cry 4. Nothing new there. Same kind of stuff as we've seen in Far Cry 3. There was elephants. There was a kind of a mountain lion as well. I got killed half a dozen times. Chiz managed to complete the level that you were given during that kind of 20-minute period or whatever it was. And so that meant that he then got upgraded and he got this little kind of flying machine that he was able to fly over the base. to performance attacks and things like that. So that was quite interesting. Yeah, you played Alien Isolation as well, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
How did you get on with that?
I was really, really good at it. Got some excellent times, and I didn't even find it scary or anything. It was okay.
You being completely sarcastic?
Yeah, it was fucking terrifying. It was really
good use of the F-bomb there, Sam. Well done.
Well, it was terrifying. Really scared me. Quite nerve-wracking, very tense.
Explain the game.
I can't hear what he says.
Yeah, he says, explain the game. Tell us what it's about.
There's a big alien, and you're not a big alien.
Well described, Sam. So basically, it's set around the time
it's
of the
aliens.
First Alien. Yeah, it's Alien. It's set around Alien, not Aliens, isn't it? Yeah.
It's not really, but yeah.
So you take on the role of one of the Marines. I think that's all it is. You're not like any of the main characters from Alien, are you? I didn't play it.
I'm not even sure if you're one of the Marines. You might just be a civic.
Okay. So you play this character. It's not an alien. No Marine. Potentially a Marine. We don't know. You're basically just walking through the ship, hiding from the aliens as they go by, which is described a point early on. Sorry.
You have no weapons that can actually kill it. You can only kind of scare it away briefly. You have the motion detector, which more than anything else just makes you shit yourself. It just ramps up the panic that you have. Your only real course of action is to sneak, hide and run, and any game that can kind of build up enough tension to make you yelp, which I heard Cheers doing, which he'll deny. And I'm not saying in any way that I didn't, because I'm not good with scary games, but yeah, it was really good. It's excellent.
So what were you trying to achieve in that little section that you were playing?
Not to die.
Was it not like a kind of an end goal at all?
Not dying.
It must have been something.
No, it's just, you're there,
so
you
Chiz,
don't die.
Chiz was describing to me earlier, it's a shame he's not here actually, because I'm sure you get more coherent answers out of Chiz. But
it's possibly the most insulting thing you've ever said.
So, there was kind of a leaderboard when you went in, and apparently somebody earlier on had achieved whatever it is you're supposed to achieve during the Alien Isolation game in 2 minutes. Chiz reckoned within the
1:50. It was to get from one side of the ship to the other, but that was just like an additional competition for freakishly weird people. The point was to...
Chiz achieved it though. He said he did it in 8 minutes.
No, he didn't. No. He just didn't die. He didn't manage to get from one side to the other. He was still going. So this guy did it in 1:50. Chiz failed to do it in 7 minutes. I was trying to do it quite quickly. I kept dying at about the 1:40 mark. Quite close to the mark, but yeah.
So Chiz was describing as well, the aliens have really bad peripheral vision as well. So it means that you can kind of sneak past them. He was describing a point where he was behind a barrel and he was kind of holding on to the side of the barrel, and the alien's tail was just down to his right, and he could see the alien's tail. And so basically he was kind of going around the barrel as the alien was going around at the exact opposite side of the barrel, and they didn't see each other. The alien eventually got bored and walked off. So it seemed to be quite interesting, the AI being put into the aliens.
Yeah, it was really enjoyable.
Yeah, cool. We've been here since, what time are we getting? Probably about 11:45. Yeah, 12 o'clock. I have to say, we've not even touched a quarter of it. If you come down here, I think you probably want to comfortably stay a couple of days. I mean, we're down for a day, we're attacking the things that we know that you guys are going to want to hear about, Far Cry 4, Oculus Rift, that kind of thing. Something
big happened.
So, there's a Street Fighter game going on, just over my shoulder there. I don't know if you can see Chun Li and the phrase fight there, but there's a big kind of new step up and play Street Fighter over there, so obviously a big battle was just won there. As I was saying, lots and lots of stuff here. We're just hitting the things that are the big titles that you may want to see. There's Call of Duty down the stairs that I don't think we're going to have time for. It's a big Call of Duty booth. There's Minecraft here, which I'm sadly to say I'm not going to have time for because I'd quite like to go and see that, but realistically, they're not going to tell us anything new. There's a new update that just came out, which you can download yourself. There's possibly going to be able to say some stuff about the Microsoft acquisition, but most of the people here are kind of PR people. It is, it's impossible to get interviews. Everybody here are booth babes and PR people and that kind of stuff. There's very few people here. We were chatting, Ewan was chatting to the Ubisoft team earlier on this, today, trying to get an interview with them around Far Cry 4, and apparently they have this kind of calendar that they book all the interviews into, and it's completely booked up. We're not able to speak to anybody that's got any other interest to say in terms of the industry at all, which is a real shame. Spoke to a couple of kind of people in the queues and things like that, which is kind of good. But it's a bit of a shame. There's a lot to see here, and we're just not going to have the time for this. There's a whole Mario Kart thing going on down the stairs. There's one game over in the corner there. It looks a little bit like Diablo. I didn't catch the name of it, actually. Quite interested to go and have a look at that again. I mean, it's 3:30 just now. The show finishes in about 3 hours, and I'd be quite shocked if we could manage to get too much else in, because, as we say, the queues are huge, and they're only going to get bigger as the day goes on. Schools are going to be out now. I imagine we're going to get an influx of kids wanting to play Call of Duty, Minecraft, and kind of all the big titles again. Yeah, that sounds very negative, actually. I'm quite enjoying myself.
Are you? Are you?
It's good fun. I'm going downstairs to have a look at some more stuff now. What do you want to see next?
Attila Total War. And then, oh, there was a really cool thing. You have like a cup and a bit of string and there's a ball on it. I'd quite like a go at that. That looked good.
Yeah. There's a lot of cosplay here as well, which is quite cool. There's not enough cosplay. I think it's a British thing. But, you know, like if you're in America, you go to like some of these American conventions, hundreds of cosplay. Here, not so much. There's some awesome cosplay, really, really good, and there's some horrendous cosplay as well.
I haven't seen any.
You haven't seen any cosplay?
Not really.
You pointed one out to me just seconds ago over there. I just met that guy there.
I don't think a man wrapped in like silver gaffer tape counts as cosplay.
What do you count that as?
A man wrapped in silver gaffer tape.
But that's clearly cosplay. He was clearly being someone.
DIY accident. He wasn't being anyone. I haven't really seen very much at all.
There's an amazing Skyrim one. I've loved it. Kind of, she was sitting playing a game before when I was walking past the picture with Ewan earlier. She was sitting playing one of the games just over my left shoulder here. And it was, if it was homemade, it was impressive. It was a really good, like, proper Skyrim dragonbone armor and all that kind of stuff. It was really, really cool. There's lots of Ezios here. Lots of Ezios. We've seen three solid snakes. One of which actually had glasses over the top of the eye patch, which I thought was an interesting touch. Quite a few kind of Call of Duty sort of mechanized soldiers as well, kicking about. It's quite good. But you've not seen any?
Not really. Not very many, no. There was the Fallout guy. I saw the Fallout guy. Pointed at him while I was in the queue. I went, have you seen that Fallout guy?
Oh, I didn't notice that was what you were saying. I think they were telling me where the toilet was. Chiz and Sam also waited in the queue for Witcher 4 as well. Waited quite a wee while in that queue, didn't you? And I know you didn't end up going in, but you waited for a little while in that queue.
What?
Witcher 3, sorry, not Witcher 4.
Right. We ended up leaving it because it wasn't the play, it was just the video.
So. There's quite a few like that. I was kind of worried that the Alien Isolation was going to be like that as well, but we're glad to find that it was a proper game as well. So you had the new Assassin's Creed game, so the one that's coming out on kind of previous gen consoles, the 360 and the PS3, that's playable. And then they've got, I forget what the name of the new Assassin's Creed is, what is it? It's Unity is the new one, Rogue. So Assassin's Creed Rogue, which is coming out on current gen or next gen or however you want to describe them, PS4, Xbox One. That's not playable, that was again another kind of cinema thing. There's a playable of Rogue, playable of Unity, not Rogue.
There's a playable of both.
No.
I've seen playable of both.
Okay, we're going to have to go and look into this, because I am positive there's only one but not the other.
Okay.
But we can go and look into that. If there is the other, I'd be quite interested in going to see him. So basically Rogue is more of Black Flag. They obviously have realised that So we got Assassin's Creed 2 that everybody loved.
People like pirates.
Exactly. I couldn't say it. It sums it up quite nicely. People like Assassin's Creed 2. They tried that same format with Brotherhood and... what was the other one? Brotherhood and... I forget. The other Assassin's Creed 2 DLC thing.
I don't know.
Can't remember. Anyway, there's the two. So they tried that again. It was fine. It was kind of weak. Assassin's Creed 3, crap. But it was more of the same. Assassin's Creed 4, they added pirates and obviously went, whoa, we've got something new here. So they're clearly going to try and do that with Rogue as well. And then Unity is going to be something altogether different. But we're not really seeing them because they're just videos. I mean, we're going to go and have a look and see if we can see a playable demo of that. But yeah, I'm a bit disappointed that all the kind of the cool new stuff is just videos.
I think you should ask if you can play Alien Isolation and if Ewan can record you or your reactions while you're doing it.
Maybe you can do my reactions. That's the other thing to mention is we're looking at a lot of these games and we're not allowed to put the video on us. So, you know, Ewan's going around and we're asking if me and Chiz were playing Far Cry 4. Ewan asked if he could video us playing it and they weren't allowed to video the actual game. They were just allowed to video me and Chiz's reactions as we were playing it. So we were able to like record our faces, which Chiz is just completely stony face. I at least looked a little confused for about 90% of it, but Chiz just complete stony face, no reactions whatsoever. Wouldn't allowed to record any of the video. The thing is, all of this gameplay is actually out on the internet somewhere. It's the ridiculousness that you're not allowed to actually record the video. Anyway, but then we went across to the Borderlands pre-sequel. You were requested to delete the footage when they noticed that you were playing it, when they noticed you were recording it.
The Evolution.
Oh, was it Evolution? Sorry.
Yeah, no, I wandered past the booth, and the thing was open. So I just filmed some kind of like stock footage looking around through it, and the guy came over and asked me to delete the footage. I'm stood in the public walkway. There's no screen up or anything. And he said, can I see it? So I showed him the footage, went, I'm going to have to ask you to delete that. Okay. And I walked away, and he said, are you going to delete that? No.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, all this stuff's going to be out there anyway. If it's not already, so if this is kind of new stuff that we've never seen before, it's going to be out there in the next couple of days anyway. And do they not want people talking about it? I mean, really. And we've just said a very negative thing about that game, which is possibly all you're going to get from us from that game. Whereas they could have maybe had a positive thing if we've been able to actually watch it. It's a bit of a shame. Not really sure. Is there anything else that you've seen that you just want to mention then?
I'm Sam. Not Chiz.
I didn't say anybody's name.
You said Chiz.
Is there anything else you've seen?
You said Chiz.
Did I say Chiz? I didn't say Chiz. Chat room, did I say Chiz? We'll just wait patiently.
Chat room's saying anything.
Chat room's not talking to us. There's a lot of people in there, but chat room is not saying anything to us. IRC.geekshed.net, hashtag British Tech Network. But, we've got a few folk in there. Yeah, it'd be nice for you to ask us any questions. Is there any games you're interested in? Any games you want us to cover or go and see or anything like that? Would be nice to hear from you. There's a lot of kind of crazy little booths as well. There's a whole section over the far end of this one, which is all kind of high schools and universities and things like that. We're obviously doing kind of courses and things like that related to video games, which is kind of cool. Might need to go and have a look at them. Of course, Paul Kirkle's here as well, fan of the show. He's... down the stairs with his iPod art as well. I've already bumped into him already. So hi Paul, it's good of you to come and give us a wee bit of a show around. There's a whole Nintendo booth that appears to be selling things like Zelda shields and Mario hats and all sorts of other crazy stuff like that, which I thought Sam would be really interested in. There's a couple of booths, so they've got Turtle Beach here as well, so there's kind of like Nvidia, Turtle Beach, Scan Computers, and what they're actually doing is they've just got random games that you can play. Just to kind of show off their hardware and things like that, which is quite cool. Massive queue on the Xbox One stand for FIFA, the FIFA that came out today, which will be FIFA 15. Huge queue to play that, which in my opinion is fairly crazy given that the game's out today. But just ridiculous amounts of folk queuing for that.
You look at Destiny. There's loads of people playing Destiny, and it's been out for ages.
Yeah, Destiny's got a whole thing on the bottom floor here. Massive big screen where people are actually playing Destiny all together, and there's kind of three people playing together and playing a mission. Something we did notice when we were walking past, and to be honest, it's up neither myself or Sam Street, and I don't even think it's up Chiz's Street as well, but at the back they're playing, I think it was an Xbox, it might be a PlayStation, can't remember. They're playing basketball, NBA, on this massive big screen, And as we were walking past it, I genuinely thought it was an actual game of basketball. It was like a proper NBA game that we were watching. And it wasn't until there was a kind of a goal line, if that's what you call it, like kind of everybody trying to get to the basket, and the players weren't really acting very well to each other. As the guy was jumping, he was like physically moving a guy across the floor. If I hadn't seen that, I would have just thought it was a really high contrast telly, because the colours are really, really vivid, more so than you would get in a normal NBA match, or a normal TV channel for that matter. So that was really impressive, much as it's not something that we would, that I would be even remotely interested in. Anyway, I'm trying to think, there's some other crazy stuff that's going on here. There's not a lot. There's nothing that I've never seen before. I mean, there's no kind of game like, oh my God, I didn't know that existed. I mentioned the one over there, it kind of looks like Diablo, but it doesn't really look like it's anything new or anything. I can't remember the name of it.
Where is it?
It's over there. Hang on, I'll bring the map up. I've got the map in here somewhere. And I will be able to tell you, find people, what the name of that game is. The whole section that we were in, that we've pretty much spent most of the day in so far, is the over 18 section, which they're actually IDing people going in, which I'm quite happy about, I have to say. There's not a lot of kids here, but it's a good thing that they're doing that. But bizarrely, the Call of Duty stage is not in that section, which shocked me a little bit, because obviously Call of Duty is... it's 18, isn't it?
There's a couple of things downstairs,
The game is...
Is it
League of Legends?
Oh, right.
It's the League of Legends.
Which is a huge competitive game. It's played internationally.
Is it like a kind of a...
it's one of the big...
World of Warcraft kind of thing?
No.
Right. It looks like World of Warcraft.
No, not really. It's not. It's like a top-down, more similar to Diablo, but it's played very competitively, like all over the world, and it's a big thing. I don't know why, because I think it's shit.
There we go, that's it, summed up. Marketing worked really well there, and Sam. There's a whole board game section, actually, as well. I'm quite interested to have a little look around. I know it's not overly interesting and exciting and things like that, but I'd be quite interested.
Have to queue for it.
Well, there might not be a queue for the board game section, actually, which would be quite cool. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. So there's a whole Total War section that we still have to go and see. Razer, oh, they're I didn't even know that they were there. They're tucked away at the back. Twitch is here. Hooray! So you can watch Fish play Street Fighter here, I guess. I don't know. Amazon's obviously released them out for a wee second. For coming to see us. I really don't know what else to say. I'm sort of padding here now because, to be honest, that's everything we've seen so far.
We need to go and do more stuff.
Yeah, we need to go and have a look at more games. I think we're pretty much done up the stairs here. There's not very much more to do. Sorry? 6 o'clock. We'll do a live feed at 6, yeah. So we'll come back on maybe about 6 and do another live feed for those of you listening. We'll tweet out the link again just to keep everybody updated. We'll just cover what we see in the next sort of 2 hours. Jeez, it's 4 o'clock. We'll cover what we see in the next 2 hours.
One thing.
Probably one thing with the queue in here. And it's going to get... I just belched. I apologise. We're probably only going to see one thing with the queue in here, maybe two, the way it is. So I propose we go and have a look at Total War now.
Well, I propose we actually go and do different things. So
and
we actually
back
have
up again.
Different things to talk about.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Let's go and do that.
Plus, there'll be Chiz.
Yeah, Chiz will still be in the Oculus Rift queue at 6 o'clock. So we may or may not see him for the rest of the day.
We were always going to leave him anyway.
Thank you very much for watching. We will see you in a couple hours.
So tell us about what Bespoke Arcades do then, Ben.
Well, we make custom arcade machines for the home users and office users, basically... anyone who'd like to have an arcade machine at home who's always had that dream.
So when you say make, these are custom built?
That's correct, yeah. They're custom made here in the UK, all by ourselves, by our fair hands. And you can have pretty much any number of games. Obviously, they come with a set number of licensed games. And you can add, once you get them home, you can add many, many more.
So I mean, looking around here, the various styles. Tell me about the various styles that you make.
Well, we do tabletops. So the classic tabletop style machines, as you see on my right here. We do larger stand-up machines with widescreens as well, and we do a classic-style stand-up, which has a smaller square-style screen, and we do a modern take, which is a kind of modern Japanese-style machine that you see over there.
So when people buy these, what are they getting? What's the typical setup that they'll take on to start with?
We have various different setups, so you have three different choices. So you have a play edition, which just plays games. With this one, you have a set number of licensed games, as I said before, about 800 or so. Then you can load on a few more games on top of that. You have a media edition, which also has multimedia options. So you have Wi-Fi built in, you have a strong, good computer in there, you have a DVD writer, and you can run even more games on that. And then you have an elite setup, which is kind of the best with Bose speakers. You have an i7 quad core in there, pretty much top of the range computer. So you can run all the classic games as well as a lot of more modern stuff as well.
So what's the starting point and then what's the top end?
Starting point, we're doing a show special this weekend. It's just under £2,000 and that includes delivery and VAT all in. So you get everything for £1,995 if you're looking at one of the tabletops or one of the smaller stand-ups. If you're looking at a larger screen stand-up, then you're looking at £2,595 entry point. And for the special new Japanese style one, you're looking at about £3,500.
So if I want the top end with everything on it, how much is it going to cost me?
Oh, top end with everything, with all the add-ons, like you can have light guns, you can have everything you like, you can have illuminated buttons. You'll probably be looking in the region of about £8,000 to £9,000.
So high end. And you've got some celebrity customers, right?
That's right, yeah. We're lucky enough to have customers such as Wayne Rooney, obviously England captain. We've got a load of other customers. We've got, you know, a lot of DJs, Fatboy Slim. We've sold to Royalty before. We sell them in Harrods, Selfridges, Hamleys, all the big stores here in the UK. So, you know, we're fortunate enough to have a big celebrity following and obviously a lot of cool clients.
Excellent, mate. Great job. Looks superb.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I just hope you'll be able to get one yourself one day.
Absolutely. Well, don't tell me wife.
Of course.
Hello.
Just going to sit here and get drunk.
We are... that's the end of our coverage, VGX. Good night. No. that's the afternoon gone. We have managed to catch quite a few games. What we did this afternoon was something kind of different to what we did this morning. We decided to kind of split off and look at different things, and instead of kind of all trying to keep it together and saying playing all the same thing. So I saw a few things. So I went and saw Fable Legends. Project Cars and Lords of Fallen. Lords of Fallen?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lords of Fallen. Those are kind of three things I saw this afternoon. I still can't remember it. You'd quite like Project Cars. Me and you played Project Cars together. I also went over and had a look at the... I've had a complete blank. Sorry, it's been a long, long day. What was the one that me and you looked at briefly, Sam? DOTR? It was the guys...
Yeah. Yeah, you walked past it and went, oh, I like to...
No, I was out before, but the one that me and you stopped and looked at after it. TR2, wasn't it?
It was Dota 2, yeah.
Dota 2. Which appeared to actually be a company who was dealing with... basically about LAN parties, I think. And they seem to just have that game on as something...
Is it not Valve that does Dota 2?
Yeah. So, I don't know if it is or not. But it wasn't actually Dota 2 that was the game... It wasn't a stall about Dota 2, it was a stall about creating like gaming LAN parties and things like that. And they happened to have Dota 2 as the thing they were using to test it. So they were actually more showing off the rigs and the LAN, the routers and everything like that they were using for LAN parties.
Right, so, of all the games you played, which ones impressed you and which ones didn't, or what were they?
So, while waiting in the 1 hour queue to play Fable Legends, that was quite interesting.
I was going to ask, yeah, it was a hands-off demo, wasn't it?
No, you played Fable Legends.
You got a shot?
Yeah, I got a shot at Fable Legends. But it was an hour-long queue to get into Fable Legends, which it actually went around the VIP section of the Xbox One section. And while I was there for the hour, they had this, I don't know, it was Dance Central 2 or Dance Central 3. I've completely lost track of what Dance Central, not that I ever had track of what Dance Central game was playing.
You do.
And basically what they were doing was they had two folk up from the audience, they were dancing away, they won like a swag bag of Xbox One goodies, and they won access to the VIP area. That's not relevant. The relevant part is Xbox Kinect kept failing, and it was really funny. It was an Xbox One stand. Two guys are dancing away, giving it everything so that they could get into this VIP section.
Kinect in a live situation.
No, it just kept on coming up and pausing.
It's like, it's often what I've had... It's Kinect at home is that its voice activation works pretty well. It's like every now and then it doesn't catch what I say, or it doesn't quite understand how I'm saying it.
Sure.
But most of the time it actually works, and I found it quite useful.
Mm-hmm.
I've not really used the camera too much, but when I have, it's not been great.
See, I've completely abandoned my Kinect. But it was embarrassing because how they ended up fixing it and how they solved it for everything was they got a guy to come out and I tweeted this before and I said literally Kinect has been fixed with duct tape. A guy came out with a big roll of gaffer tape and put a line on the floor and told the people dancing not to go in front of that line. That was basically the solution. It was because they were going too close to the Kinect sensor. And I was like, oh, come on, this isn't a good demo. Anyway, that's by the by.
But did it work?
Yeah, it seemed to work. It solved itself after that. They then had, which was actually quite handy, so following the Dance Central thing, while it was still in the queue, they actually had a couple of the, it was one of the producers and a director from Lionhead Studios, who make Fable Legends, and make all the other Fable games. So they were kind of talking about why they made the game. Didn't appreciate it was 10 years since, this was the 10-year anniversary of the Fable games.
Of the first one?
It's the 10-year anniversary. So they wanted to do something a bit different. So we saw the, I remember us talking about on the show, we saw the trailer for Fable Legends a while back, and it was even E3 last year, or it was maybe Gamescom last year, I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was when they first announced Xbox One, I think they showed it off.
So we knew that you could be sort of a black and white type game. You remember the old black and white game where you were like a god, a kind of character?
It reminds me more of Dungeons and Dragons, where like it's a villain, it's basically playing Dungeons and Dragons, but it's real players running around killing these guys.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the way. So I actually was quite lucky. I had at least another half hour left in the queue, and the way that they were playing it was you had kind of people.
No,
who...
Not Dungeons and Dragons, Dungeon Keeper. That's what I meant.
Yes,
to say.
Yeah, yeah, Dungeon Keeper. Exactly.
I said Dungeons and Dragons.
You did say Dungeons and Dragons. Fine.
Long day.
Yeah, husband. Good day, but long day. So the way it worked was they had kind of four consoles kind of sitting.
Four games.
They might have been that. I don't know. Four consoles sitting.
Yeah.
And then the fifth one they had. Sorry. Sorry, you just said not judging there in case you didn't catch that. So there are four consoles, and they were all like the kind of the heroes. There was four different hero classes. I don't know what they were. I didn't actually play that. They then shouted, is anybody here on their own? And they ended up getting to me before somebody was there on their own, and that meant I had to be the villain. That meant that I had to be the...
That's one of our rapey fans.
That meant that I had to be the villain. And so I got a top-down view that allowed me to kind of place all my characters, and there was a lot of strategies I could do. There was a lot of traps I could set off and things like that. So there was like this... there was lots of things I'm assuming that they couldn't see, but there was like gates kind of under the grass, so I was allowing like one hero to go through, hitting for the gate to come up, which then kind of split him off from the group, and then just bombarding him with artillery fire and things like that.
This is kind of screwed up my thing, because I assumed that a lot of the closed off stuff where we've not actually, people haven't had hands on, it's made me think, it's just going to be, they're just showing a video behind closed doors, like Batman Arkham Knight, and I thought, it won't be a hands on, it'll just be showing something, and then I'm thinking, damn it, did they actually have hands on with Batman Arkham?
Some of them weren't. I mean, in this scenario, it definitely
was. It was Witcher, I could hear the speakers behind the screen, and I thought...
We spoke to a guy, actually, that came out. When we thought you were in, we were standing waiting at the exit for you guys to come out, not realising you guys were in Alien Isolation. So we stopped this one gentleman, and he said it was just a video, so don't worry, Witcher wasn't like that. So yeah, it was a very strategic game from the villain's point of view, but then the heroes had a third-person view, which looked quite cool. I only glanced over a couple of times.
Was it three or four?
There was four of them playing. Yeah. And they all had like two or three characters as well, so they were able to kind of bring them in en masse. It looked like quite an interesting game. I'm not sure how much legs it's got in terms of me spending £40 on the game.
Yeah. As a villain, like we've seen what we get a rough idea from the past games, what's going to be like playing as a hero, but what's it going to be like for... What's it going? Thanks. What's it going to be like for the villain? As in, like, is it any good when the villain is it a poor man's dungeon keeper?
Yes, this is what I'm worrying about. I really enjoyed it, and it's an entirely new thing for Fable, because obviously Fable has been third person up till now. I just couldn't see it out with a multiplayer game. I couldn't see what you were going to do as the villain out with a multiplayer game. It seemed quite cool, like, you know, three of us sitting down and two of us taking heroes and one of us being a one of us being a villain.
I feel Sam's not getting involved.
I see, are you still with us?
I actually fell asleep for a bit there.
But I don't know what you would do in the main game as the villain, to be honest.
He glossed over and drifted off.
Yeah.
Is it just that, or is there a first?
I don't know, I never got to play that. I did, however, get...
It does seem to be just like a multiplayer-ish sort of game. It's confusing how, if you bought just the single-player component, how it would work. Okay, if you bought it without playing online, what is the game?
Well, we didn't get to see that. It was only the multiplayer that we got
pretty
to see.
That's exactly the same reason why I didn't bother getting Destiny, for example.
Yeah.
Because I was
Titanfall as well.
I still got... Well, so, Titanfall has no first person, really. Destiny does, but
There's more and more games. Although with Destiny, if you don't have internet connection, you can't play it. Yeah. You have to play it online. If their servers down, you can't play it, but you still can play it on your own. Apart from you go in the tower, there's people mingling about, but you can just ignore them and carry on and do all the missions on your own.
But there's not enough story to drive it.
No,
well, I've heard and seen.
Destiny works best when you're playing with two mates. If you're not, it's a rather dull experience, I think.
Fair enough.
But playing with mates, I've really enjoyed it. But anyway.
No, it's fine. I was pleasantly surprised. I think it's one to watch. I don't think I'm going to run out and buy it. I like the other Fable games. I didn't play the last one. You know that one? They had that special one that kind of had the Kinect stuff. I forget what it was called now. Fable...
Fable with the Journey or something?
I didn't pick up that one.
That was like on
Fable games up to then, I've been quite interested in. So I'm quite interested to see what this does. See what they do with the villain stuff after that. It was quite cool. I don't think it's worth an hour wait, but a lot of the stuff here is not worth an hour wait. I was in that, though, you were having a look at Oculus Rift, weren't you?
Yeah, which took me about 2 hours to get the queue.
Yeah,
dear God, the queue's massive. The queue at first didn't look too massive, because it went right round the place, but I didn't realise it actually lapsed back itself and back round again. And it's like, eventually, by the time I was halfway through, I thought, nope, I'm sticking to 7 points. I'm not leaving here without having a shot on the Rift. The only unfortunate thing was, they had three games with four, it was Rifts per game.
Mm-hmm.
So there was four people playing Alien, it was Isolation. I was actually quite keen to play that to see what it was like after experiencing it on the TV, and then experience it on the Rift to see what that was like.
Yep.
And then they had
a choice.
Pardon? It would have been terrifying, I think. It would have been brilliant. But I didn't get a shot of it, unfortunately, because you kind of had to go to whatever was free. And then there was a space shooter.
Should we
and
that?
Space shooter and but the game I got to play was an indie game called Super Hot, which is basically.
Was that a card game?
No. It's a first-person shooter, but it works well. If you weren't playing the Rift, the way it works is you gently press a direction. If you press direction in normal, like as in to run or to move, everything goes in real time. But if you slow it down, time slows down. But you slow down as well, so you're not moving. Like you can change your you're not going the same speed. You're going the same time as time's going, but you get to choose which direction to take. So, like for example, at the end of a room, there's three people shooting at you.
Yeah.
So you slow down time to see the bullets coming. So they come right at you. You can change direction, and whatnot.
Oh,
so,
I see.
So basically, you have to get to the center room.
You're
to pick
not going
up
any faster, but you can see things happen slower.
Yeah. Basically, you have to work your way to the center room to pick up a gun and shoot the guy shooting you. And as I was queuing up, I watched people play this game and play it badly, or like, and I got told it was hard or whatnot. And I never saw anyone get past maybe the first or second stage. I managed to get to the fourth, like super hardcore stage, and then eventually die in that. And I thought, I feel pretty good about that now. But it was just maybe I wasn't happy with the game I played the Rift on, but like at least there were so many people I saw playing, even Alien or not, they just sat there with the Rift on and didn't move their heads.
Was it a control?
Although to slow down time you can tilt your head, and that's part of it, but it didn't really work. But you could look around real time and it works.
Tilt your head.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of funny control things.
They've tried to incorporate using the Rift in a gameplay mechanic. It didn't really work, but at the same time, because the enemies have come one direction, you're stuck looking that way anyway, so you end up not really using the Rift. But I made a point of actually, before going down the corridor, actually having a proper look around and seeing how it felt. And pretty, pretty awesome, I would say. I'm really impressed with it. I don't know what version they're on or whether when they launch it the screen will be better, but you could make out the pixels because it was that close to your head. It wasn't like HD in front of your eyes, but I was really impressed with it, and it's probably something that, knowing me, I'll buy and eventually.
With the consumer version.
The commercial version, but yeah. I would have preferred playing maybe Alien was what I was wanting to play. I was wanting to play that one, so I think it would be really handy for obviously hiding behind things and whatnot, and then after playing it on TV, then comparing it to the Rift, and whether or not I would have literally actually crap my pants playing it.
And you were playing Total War as well.
Yeah.
And you got the prize for being good.
Special.
A little bit.
Show everybody the European prize for being special.
Just the one ball.
So Sam won this because he beat everybody without losing a unit. As in, he lost people in his unit, but he didn't lose a single unit. So he won this t-shirt. So that is some time well spent there, Sam.
It's actually a really nice t-shirt.
It is, Alex.
It's actually something you'd wear.
It feels quite nice. Actually, further than that, to be fair to myself, I also, because the mechanics changed a little bit, I was playing as the Saxons. Everyone plays as the Saxons. Defending against the Vikings. The Vikings had a much larger army. And you're in a kind of semi-ruined town. I didn't work out until just after I pressed the start button that I could put in like barricades and catapults and things. So I played it. Yeah. And from what I was, because I spoke to one of the guys who's worked in the development from the start all the way through Rome 2, actually. And I was kind of asking what stage they're in with it. And also, Ewan, I did mention the network, and he had heard of us and does listen to the network. So there you go. I did my part for once.
Unless he's PR savvy and just said he'd heard of it.
Probably the latter. No, I was just... It's not even released yet, so you can't really ask that many tough questions. No, I didn't.
You're just asking if Sam asked a tough question to prove that he knows the network in case you can't hear the mic.
No.
They get the gist.
So I was asking kind of what stage it's in. It's pre-beta. For a pre-beta game, quite frankly, it's
you are too
swear words that I'm not allowed to say. Gorgeous. It's fucking gorgeous.
you weren't like, because I remember, because when it was released, you were kind of like, oh, it's a DLC thing, an add-on, it's not a proper sequel.
And you're
kind of like, eh, so it's like, about after playing it, you're
I am really, really impressed with it. Also, it's not, I mean, the fact that it's called Attila Total War gives you the impression that it's just about Attila the Hun kind of coming in from the east and storming Rome. I played the Saxons today against the Vikings. Now, the Saxons are either going to be like Northern European Germanic, or they're going to be in, well, England, really. So, there's obviously, it's just... hopefully the same map as Rome, but with kind of civilizations at the latter stage, the decline of Rome. So like as the Roman Empire in the West was falling and that really excites me actually. The game obviously was being played on, I've no idea the spec, but it was far, far prettier in a pre-beta than Rome runs on my current PC. I don't have the best PC in the world, but it's all right. And it was sexy, it ran incredibly smoothly.
Is there any new features that you were actually quite interested in? They brought to the party?
Well, yeah, the fact that you could kind of choose where to put defenses within your town when defending, and also, like, there were places for me to go, right, I want a catapult there. And that's why is that maybe it is and I've never noticed. I'm going to go home and play Rome 2 with a whole new set of eyes on. But
is there any new functionality, like any new on-screen controls or in the HUD or anything like that?
No, I mean, how much more can you do with a top-down strategy game? It was just generally stunning. I was really impressed with it.
This maybe comes back to the how powerful the machine is that you were using it on. Did you kind of zoom right into the battles and things like that? Yeah.
You can zoom right in. You can also...
You can equip it as well, though. Because I find that when you zoom into the battles, like on Rome 2, it's quite samey. You get the odd different moves. Like maybe a catalog of like 10. Yeah, the animations of the fight. There's maybe like 10 sequences. And so at any one time, you're seeing 8 of them or something.
You won't have played it since the most recent update. It's greatly improved from what it was previously. But, you know, you can zoom right in and you can also kind of take control manually of a single unit. So you can take control of like a ballista, say, and fire that ballista on other units. That's not new. That's always been, which you obviously didn't know of. So, I mean, you can kind of zoom right down but still be within the strategic map.
Like you could just take control of the quarterback in Madden 25.
Exactly like that in that game that I played such a lot of and really appreciated the football but with the hands.
The hands football.
The hand football.
Yeah, cool. You went on to play Battlefield, didn't you?
Which just felt like Battlefield 4, but a working version of it because it's by a local network. but yeah, it's like it was Battlefield with a different mode. Basically, it was cops versus robbers, and the aim of the game seemed to be there's like certain vehicles, like a car, a truck, and a van, rather than the capture points that were in Battlefield 4 and 3 and whatnot, which like stationation sort of. Just areas where flags were, you had to go and control, like capture and then control. These were movable ones in the car, you basically had to steal the car, get inside and take it somewhere and try and keep it away from everybody else, but there's like 3 or 4 of them.
Right.
So that they're basically, they're movable versions of that. That's basically what I played. Played exactly the same as Battlefield 4, different maps. Graphically it looked the same as well, wasn't over impressed with the graphics. Like it was running a PS4 build, I could tell, well, it was a PS4 controller anyway. Yeah, if like Battlefield, it was more of the same, but hopefully this one will work when it's launched, unlike Battlefield 4. What else did I play? I played...
We all played Project Cars, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we talked about this in the last, I think it was the last show of the show before that, and we were talking about, this was a community-funded game, so this was,
yeah.
It wasn't a Kickstarter, was it? It was something else. It was sort of a, it was a similar thing to Kickstarter, I forget what the name of it was. Yeah, but it was community-funded and things like that, and they had a booth down the stairs. They had... As far as we could tell, a PlayStation, you reckoned. There was an Xbox there.
I suspect
there was a PC there, too.
I saw the PlayStation version, and I saw the Xbox One version. I played on the Xbox One version, and I thought the graphics were pretty bad. There's a lot of like major pop-in.
It's not released yet, it should be said.
Yeah, no, yeah, and the textures weren't great. And they're going for a more sim sort of handling, so it was hard to drive the cars, which is fair enough. It's more sim. And then I went around and saw the PS4 version, and it looked better than the Xbox One version. Not vastly better, but it didn't look better. But still, it didn't look as good as what I'd seen online for the they've been advertising, which I assume is a PC version.
So I think myself and Ewan were having a go of it, and I think we played the PC version. And that's purely based on the fact that to the right-hand side of the telly was it was an Xbox controller.
Was it Xbox One or Xbox 360?
It was an Xbox One controller. I'm going to come back to that.
That'd be the Xbox One building.
No. Well, yeah, okay. But to the right-hand side of the telly was an Alienware mouse and keyboard plugged into it. So I suspect Xbox One.
Maybe.
An Xbox One controller used working on PC.
The massive big screen?
Maybe that was
the PC one, the new boy. I saw that one, but I didn't know what that was.
There was a couple of funny little... I thought the graphics were okay. There was a couple of funny little artifacts. So we were playing sort of first person for... No, not first person. Bonnet cam, basically.
Yeah.
The bonnet cam view.
It's a driver cam. You actually see the helmet.
So the chapter right was using that view. But So this is bonnet cam, basically. And there was some kind of artifacts along the front of the bonnet. There was just some like crumbling of the some like pixelation along the front of the bonnet. Basically just at the point where the tarmac kind of disappears under the bonnet. I think it was something about the shadow in there wasn't working.
It was anti-aliasing or some of that being a bit weird or something, I think.
The Xbox One controller, I'll go back to the game in a second. The Xbox One controller was one that I'd never seen before. And it had little, it had like five tiny little LEDs on the front of it on either trigger. And it actually showed you the pressure that you were putting on the analog LEDs.
It would have been Xbox One controller then. I think you were playing the PC version with...
That's what I'm saying.
Was it a Razer... Maybe one of the Razer controllers?
It looked like an Xbox One controller, bar these five LEDs. So you had four green and one red, and that showed the pressure. I was watching when you
were playing. It's not an Xbox One controller. You probably played the PC version. And...
What impressed me, though, was that when... last week in the chat room, I said, you know, the problem with driving games is you got 10 centimetres of travel, or 10 mil of travel on a joystick for 360 degrees of wheel turn. So they're always kind of twitchy. This was really good. I got close to really liking the controls on it.
So does that go to your comment there that it's more sim as opposed to an arcade version? So that's kind of what you're saying there.
It's like, there's nothing wrong with the handle and stuff, but basically I saw the PS4 version and played the Xbox One version and I thought they were graphically poor.
I like the PC version. I mean, me and Ewan played it. I was crafted, it has to be said. It was kind of embarrassing, actually.
I didn't realise or saw that there was a PC version. Well,
maybe
I saw
it
online,
and
it looks fantastic online.
Ewan just pointed out there, quite rightly, I quite like the AI. I was watching it, and so there was a couple of points where Ewan takes a very similar tact in racing games to me, from what I can tell. There was a lot of rubbing, and I was really impressed with the AI, because what the AI was doing, I was watching, because you can see the rear view mirror, so actually part of the screen is the rear view mirror at the top of the screen, and so Eunice kind of going past cars, giving them quite a bit of rub on the corner, and what they were doing was they were coming up behind him and just kind of nipping away at the back end, and eventually the car was spinning, and it was just quite nice to see that kind of AI. It was clearly kind of going, you know what, I'm going to be fair until you piss me off, and then I'm going to start kind of attacking you. And I was really quite, it might have been total coincidence, because we only played it for like 10 minutes or something. Sorry, say that again? So you got the impression as well.
I'd taken a couple of lines that were a bit dodgy, and I clipped a couple of guys, and it was clear that I was being picked on.
Yeah, that's totally right. Except, it's the same as how we play Forza, you know? You use me as cannon fodder.
Yeah.
So basically, I go smashing in the corner to take all the cars out, and then Chiz and Russell take the first and second positions. And I'm left in the sand somewhere, but I'm taking the moral victory that I take joint first and second.
So I had a shot of Drive Club, which didn't see the PC version of Project Cars, but Drive Club was much, much prettier than Project Cars and the PS4 and Xbox version anyway. Mm. Really good looking game. And it felt alright, and it's like, although it was like there's a lot of people comparing it to it's Forza Horizon 2,
right?
And yeah, it's probably more realistic and prettier that way. Forza's maybe more, it's got a brighter palette and whatnot, it's all about kind of maybe being like sun and glow and all that sort of stuff. But Forza at the same time is open world, you can drive through fields and things like that, while Strive Club's it's limited to the road. If you go off the road for more than 3 seconds, it spits you back onto it and whatnot, and like, or it'll reset you, or you have the choice to reset. But I was impressed with that as well. Like, I say, it looked absolutely gorgeous. But, gameplay-wise, felt good. Whether or not the rest of it keeps me going, but at the same time, I thought that about Forza 5 and I kept playing that, so I suppose there's no reason why Drive Club can't do that, but it felt good. But it's a Drive Club, you can't compare. A lot of people, I say, like the fanboys are comparing Drive Club and Forza Horizon 2 and even Forza 5. Forza 5 maybe, to a certain degree, but you can't compare it to Forza Horizon 2 because that's more open.
It's a bit different. What did you do after you went to... I bumped into you in the bathroom. Which was fun. we can't find each other all day. We're having some serious problems here trying to track down each other. The mobile phone signal here is absolutely shocking. And so we're really struggling to kind of keep track of each other when we're going away. And of all the places in the world, me and Sam bumped into each other in the bathroom. So after you left me in the bathroom, where did you head off to? What were you going to see?
Did you cross streams?
After having a poo, I went on a wander.
Did you not play
it? Was it textbook?
It was classic. It was beautiful consistency, honestly. It was wonderful.
Nice tapered edges.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. You couldn't, honestly, if you took a bit of sandpaper, you couldn't get it any smoother. Just wandered around, found Cheers. Cheers sent me a message saying that, what was the zombie game called?
Dying Light.
Which he's going to have to tell you about. Had a really small queue, so I shot up. I kind of wandered down towards the board game bit, had a wander around there, had a wander around the... It's basically just those tables that we saw. Then had a wander around kind of the old game section where they've got kind of SNES and Atari and stuff. That was quite nice. Came up, had a wander around the kind of indie games, had a look at things like the
like
new Gauntlet game. And then I got the text message. Gauntlet game and Prison Architect and a few things. Ewan's waving something manically, but we're just going to keep talking and ignore him.
Right, okay, yeah, I'll mention this in a second.
And then once I'd had a look around those, I got a text message from Cheers saying that the queue was really small, so I wandered over to the other side, got there, the queue was massive, so I watched Cheers get beaten up by a giant zombie. You did take him down eventually.
I was doing well until that
with
moment.
With an electrified axe, yeah. You cheating git.
It was in my inventory. I already had it.
And, and then we went for a pint.
So, you played Total War, Alien, and...
Borderlands.
And yeah. What was that like? Tell us about that.
I kind of spoke about it earlier.
Okay.
I didn't really care, so I was feeling particularly tired at that point. We've been up since 5 o'clock, and I don't do well without sleep. But it was actually really good. It was kind of more of the same humor, which is the main part of the game, as far as I'm concerned. Beats the pants off any kind of storytelling or jokey storytelling anyway that I've seen in any other game.
So is it a multiplayer again? You can play like multiple different characters?
Yeah, same thing, same look, same kind of cartooniness. Graphics were a little bit better, a little bit sharper. You could see a little bit further into the distance.
With the same sort of cell shading.
Yeah. Silly weapons, over the top, but just funny generally.
It's the same kind of open worldy type idea that you got.
Well,
it's storyline, really.
It's never been open world. It's
Handsome Jack comes to power, is always like.
Yeah,
that,
it is. It's Handsome Jack's rise to power within the whatever the company was called, and I presume how his face gets chiseled into the moon.
Alright. Cool. So I also just happened to be walking past Lords of the Fallen down the stairs. Which is kind of smashed in between the Xbox stand and the Nintendo stand. Nobody was sitting in one of the machines, so I picked up a PlayStation controller, I think it was. Might be an Xbox,
yeah.
Can't remember. Maybe PlayStation 4 controller. pretty much picked up the controller, walked up a corridor, got my ass handed to me.
I think it's a game, it's very much along the same ilk as Dark Souls, I think.
All right, okay. So I got my ass handed to me. One of the guys that obviously was running that stand noticed that I got my ass handed to me and came over and gave me a little tutorial on it. I explained to me the kind of controls, and he was essentially what he told me was it was like L2. It must have been a PlayStation actually. L2 was heavy attack. L1 was weak attack. Circle was roll out the way of an attack. And clicking on R3 was to like zoom in on an enemy, like to lock in on an enemy.
All right.
I just didn't feel it worked.
I never picked up on my.
Right.
I was like,
it didn't work.
All right, brilliant.
I just felt it. You were just getting completely smashed at one point, and
I don't think I played it for more than 2 minutes, and I was like, yeah, I'm done with this.
No, I think I played it for maybe 10, 15 minutes, but even still, I was walking in, the locking thing didn't really work. I was kind of looking at an enemy, and I was kind of showing the kind of the feedback on the screen to say it was locked, and then I was kind of swiping away and missing them all over the joint, and then there was another bit where you walked down a corridor and you had a shield, and all I could do was hit the guy, this massive big thing came along with a massive big shield, and...
And it's more to him than you, because he plays games. yeah, or 10 minutes in this case.
Yeah, he hasn't actually played this game longer than me.
Is it a bit Dark Souls?
Yeah, that's what I said,
because
it's along the same ilk as Dark Souls, yeah.
Because I mentioned it previously as something I was kind of semi-looking forward to.
Yeah.
And it's designed to be pretty fucking... pretty fucking tough, and kill you a lot,
yeah.
And that isn't necessarily my kind of game, and I don't think it's your kind of game at all. You would do better on it. Is it just bad, or is it just that we as a group are not very good at that kind of game?
Just be that it wasn't sold very well by the guy, you know.
I think it's one of these games. I think at the same time with I saw Dragon Age. It was Inquisition, who is a game I'm interested in, but I didn't bother playing it because I thought it's the sort of game you can't.
2 weeks, isn't it?
It's the sort of game I can't. This isn't the sort of environment I want to play this game in. It's the sort of game I need to spend a long time with.
Oh yeah.
Rather than just 5 minutes to go see what it's like. It could be 5 minutes to go, well, that's just rubbish. But that sort of game be hard to judge it way.
It's an RPG. Yeah. You've got to be in it for the long haul or not at all.
So that's why I avoided playing it, because I thought this is not an environment to play that sort of game, I think, so I avoided it. And Lord of the Fallen and Dark Souls, like, much the same ideas, like, because it's such a punishing game, you don't have very long to play it, you're not going to persist with it, and it's going to leave a bad impression, I think.
I think very much like Dark Souls, once you have the hang of it, once you know what you're doing, in the upper stages, you actually become incredibly powerful, I've heard from some people that Dark Souls and Dark Souls 2 can actually become a little bit too easy once you get into the upper echelons.
But it just wouldn't like either, because it's a hack and slash game, and it just isn't really into hack and slash games.
Apart from quite a few now.
The other thing was, and maybe this is just my misunderstanding of it, but my character had this sort of flaming effect coming off his back, which sort of suggested that he was magic in some way, because if you're not magic, why could somebody burn? But there was no way to
maybe
do
you're just constantly the enemies are constantly just setting you on fire and you never know where it's coming from.
No, because I was wandering down the corridor, nobody was around, and I
who's playing the game, Paul.
Didn't feel comfortable. It's basically all to summarize that I wasn't really that into it, but that was all the games I played really.
Watch the starting kind of video sequence, like when I spoke about a few weeks ago on it. If you'd watched that video, you'd realize actually that's Angel Come, and it just burns with magical angel come fire.
I should point out here that if anybody's been offended by that statement, it's entirely Ewan's fault for telling him it's okay to say that kind of crap.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
We've got the green light.
I may still have a problem with some of the shit you say, but it's not me that's making you not do it.
So why do we keep getting scripts signed by you?
What else did you see? Because that's basically all the games I've seen today.
Right, well, so that's all the games you played.
That's all the games I've seen.
You've talked about all the games you played.
To be honest, like, all the ones that I've really wanted to play have been the ones... quite often with the slowest moving in the case of Total War, because you go in and you can be in there for like half an hour, 40 minutes even. And some of the other ones, like Evolve, which none of us actually got to play, but we all really wanted to.
Yeah. You know,
it's just too popular.
1886 I wanted to play as well. But
I played that.
Oh, did you?
Alright. I played, eventually queued up for that after the Oculus Rift, which took me 2 hours. Order, very, very, very good looking game.
It's got a few. It's obviously the game's not finished, so it's you can't really judge it at all. But from what I've seen so far, a few frame rate things. The frame rate dropped every now and then, and it looks like a pretty standard third person shooter with really good cinematics. The way the cinematics blend into the gameplay, it's like you have a cinematic and then all of a sudden you're in control, and like you realise, oh my god, that was in-game graphics. That's fantastic. And the voice acting was really good. The story might be interesting, I don't know. But it just feels a very standard third person shooter with all it just seemed to be the same stuff. There was one interesting bit of the weapon was the weapon that you're handed is R1 makes you like shoot your gun like a machine gun, but it looks like it's shooting like smoke. And I was like, and all the enemies were just kind of coughing and not dying, and I realised when I pressed R2, it shoots a flare and ignites all the smoke you've just fired, so it sets them on fire.
Nice.
So I thought that was quite clever, but you can choose what order you do it in. You can shoot the flare, so it hits somewhere and maybe flares up, and then you shoot the smoke and it ignites it. Or I could do it the other way around. So you can cake somebody in smoke, he starts coughing, then shoot him, and then his mate catches fire and whatnot. And I thought that was quite cool. I'd say the graphics were fantastic. AI was a bit ropey. There was a few times where I was playing it and I was hiding, and I noticed all the AI, there was a few guys up on balconies and down low who were just kind of standing out and about and not moving, and then actually leaned out and actually came out from the cover and stood in front of them. They still didn't do anything. It was like the AI was frozen. But I'd say the game's not finished. This is, you can't judge this stuff, but it's not a good sign that the AI is that ropey.
I think if the story's good enough within that setting, it'll still be strong enough to make me want to have it.
Yeah.
Just because I like the setting of it, it's something that really interests me. But
yeah, I didn't get to fight any werewolves. I just seemed to be sighting London geezers, and I'm shooting. What did I say? Sighting? Shooting London geezers the whole time. No, it wasn't any
paranormal.
There was no paranormal. Just a lot of steampunk sort of weapons and things like that, and some guy got shot in the neck in the cinematic and drank something and it healed back up. But no, we'll see how it's turned out. But at the moment, gameplay wise, it doesn't look anything too amazing. But if it's got interesting pool.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
But,
another thing I saw, so when I was standing waiting in the Fable Legends queue, I happened to be across from the Twitch stand, which I have to admit the three of us had sort of broadly dismissed. But they were playing Guild Wars 2. So I got a lot of Guild Wars 2. Oh, right, okay, the show closes in 5, so we're going to have to go. But just to finish up that thought, I was watching a lot of Guild Wars 2 as I was going around, and actually I quite fancy that game. I didn't actually play it, I just saw it kind of happening, and it looks like something that might actually be quite interesting playing.
Give it a go. It's free to play.
Speed was a fan of
that. Played it. I had Guild Wars 1. It's still a... I'm not allowed to say but that's what it is. It's all right. It's got a relatively interesting story, but it may bore you to tears. Talk about this thing.
Very quickly, just before we finish, because we are going
to
get kicked
out. I've got Dying Light to talk about, and that's it.
Sorry?
I've got Dying Light, and that's it. That's why I'm asking
that. Very quickly, you and Bob took this guy from Bespoke Arcades. Go and check him out. Basically, they make Bespoke Arcade machines. From what this looks like, it's like kind of more modern looking standing up ones, or more kind of retro flat table ones like you kind of play Asteroids on, or kind of standing up ones as well. We'll maybe talk about these guys a little bit more at a later date, but we've got an interview as well to do with them, so good guy. Anyway, just close off with your one.
And a quick shot of Dying Light before we escape. It was pretty solid. Better like from the developers of Dead Island. There was Dead Island 2, which is a different developer, but we didn't get to play. But Dying Light looks a massive improvement over Dead Island. I kind of liked how you could basically, it's parkour over everything. In a first person view, you felt strong and whatnot. It was during the daylight. I've heard the zombies are stronger at night. And yeah, I just kind of dicked about a bit, brained in some zombies, found a cache that had been dropped in by a parachute with handy stuff, killed some real, sorry, human AI, which weren't zombies, shot and killed them, then tried to complete my main objective, which I failed at the end because I ran out of time and killed a massive guy with an axe. But yeah, it was quite fun. But one thing I've noticed is, I was mentioning some before, all these demos, now they've got to play them in the flesh, none of them are as quite as pretty. They're rough around the edges compared to all the videos that have been released. Like, I saw Alien, there's Project Cars, Dying Light. You get that.
They're like models, and
they're polished before you're seen. But
of course they are.
Yeah, but
I don't blame them for that.
But even like hands-on demos that they show, it's like, so like sort of someone supposed to be playing the game, still don't quite lose. It might do something to do with resolution or like how the video is captured. But you actually have it in full screen in front of you. You can see all the. You can make out a lot of the pixels and the edges and whatnot. So we quite disappointed the games quite don't look as pretty as I've imagined or seen. But
so
still looking forward to a lot of them.
Final, very, very quickly, no explanation. Highlight of the show, Sam.
Not even going to bother.
He's wank with you in the toilet.
Highlight of the show.
Probably eventually get my hands on Alien and only dying once. But even though it's a coward the second time.
And for me, I think it was... I'm going to go with Fable Legends, actually. I wouldn't have even touched that game with the barge pole if I hadn't played it today. And I'm actually going to keep an eye on it now. So, but,
and if anyone out there was actually at the show and played other games we didn't, let us know how good they were.
Yeah, do that. That's us. Thank you very much for watching. All the other videos that we took during the day, kind of after all the... kind of looking at some of the events and things like that, will probably be released in shows over the next couple of weeks. So we will see you probably be a week in a bit, I think.
Yep. And Sam will sing you.
La 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 la. Bye.
Bye.